The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We are in our month of honor. Great honor and great blessing. And today is an anointing service. Today is an anointing service. And I want you to know that the anointing is going to break every yoke this morning in the name of Jesus. Anointing for great honor and blessing is going to be released upon someone here this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your heart be here. Let your heart be here. The topic before us is understanding the price for honor and blessings. Understanding the price for honor and blessing. And once again, I want to welcome you to the house of God today. And I know that God will visit you today and bless you in the name of Jesus. The Lord will crown you with honor and blessings in the name of Jesus. Gradually, we are coming towards the end of the year. And the psalmist says in the book of Psalm, chapter 65, verse 11, he said, "Thou crownest the year with goodness. Thou crownest the year with goodness, and thy path drops fatness." I pray for someone this morning that the Lord God Almighty is going to crown the year with goodness for you in the name of Jesus. The Bible says the path of the righteous is like a shining light that shineth brighter and brighter. And as you proceed towards the end of this year, the Lord will make your path to be full of fatness in the name of Jesus. I say your path will be filled with fatness. You will enjoy abundance in the name of Jesus. As we gradually move towards the end of this year, I decree that God will crown the year with honor and blessings for you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I want you to know that nothing of value is free. Nothing of value is free. Nothing of value comes cheap. Nothing of value is easily gotten. No. There is always a high premium that is placed on anything that is of value. Praise the Lord. And as we look at the essential price that we need to pay in order for us to access honor and blessings from God this morning, I want you to know that as you pay this price, as you surrender yourself to pay this price, and as God gives you the grace, honor and blessings shall be yours in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God wants to honor you. His desire is that you enjoy honor. His desire is that you enjoy his blessings greatly. God is not a God that is difficult. You know, there are some people that are difficult. I don't know how to say it in English. There are some people in Yoruba language, they call them Oshonu. I don't know how to translate. Apology to those that can't understand English. But if you have a neighbor beside you who can translate for you, just ask him or her, what is the meaning of Oshonus? There are some people that are Oshonus. Our God is not an Oshonus. He is not a God. Yes, he's a God in battle. Yes, he's a terrible God when it comes to sin. Yes, but God is not a wicked God. It's not a wicked God. It's not a God that wants you and I to suffer. No, that is not the plan of God for you. That is not his plan for your life. He wants to crown your life with honor. And he wants to bless you greatly. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What makes me believe this? Because the Bible is littered with examples of people that God honored and blessed. And we'll be looking at some of those examples this morning. Number one example that we'll be looking at is our father, a great man called Abraham. You know, Abraham was a nobody until God showered his honor on him. Can you imagine a man at 75 still living in his father's house? At 75, Abraham was still residing in his father's house. At 75, can you imagine that a man at 75 still depending on his father for accommodation? Praise the Lord. Until God showed up in his life, he was just there. Praise the Lord. And his name was Abram. But when God showed up, God turned his name from Abram towards Abraham. Can we turn our Bible to the book of Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 3. The book of Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 3. "Now the Lord said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house." It's amazing. 75 years old man, still living with his father. unto a land that I will shew thee, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee. The Lord will bless you. And I will make thy name great. Your name will be great. And thou shalt be a blessing. Not only will you be blessed, but you will become a blessing. I speak to someone this morning, by the reason of the anointing this morning, you will become a blessing in the name of Jesus. You will not only be blessed, but you will become a blessing. Hallelujah. This was a man that was struggling. This was a man that has nothing to himself. But when God stepped into his life, God visited him with honor. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Abraham was not a man-made man. He wasn't a self-made man, but he was a God-made man. God will make you in the name of Jesus. In the book of Genesis chapter 24, verse 21, the Bible says, Genesis 24, verse 1. And God, the Bible said, and Abraham was old and well stricken in age, and the Lord had, can you see that? Not the Lord will, and the Lord had, past tense, blessed, past, Abraham in all what? In small things, in one thing, in certain things. In all things, that is in every area of life, this man enjoyed the blessings of God. And that will be your portion this morning in the name of Jesus. You will not only be blessed in the morning, but you will be blessed in the afternoon. You will be blessed in the evening. At night, you will be blessed. Early in the morning, you will be blessed. When you are sleeping, you are being blessed. When you are working, you are being blessed. When you are moving around, you are being blessed. In your academics, you are being blessed. In your place of businesses, you are being blessed. In your careers, you are being blessed. In every area of your life, you are being blessed. When you are traveling, you will encounter blessings. When you are at home, blessing will come and visit you. In the name of Jesus. In all things, this man was blessed. In all things, he was a blessed man. Praise the Lord. And that's why we are still talking about him till today. We are still talking about Abraham till today. Why? Because he was tremendously blessed. But the first 75 years of the life of this man seems as if there was nothing. And I speak to someone this year. I don't care how much you have spent, but there's one thing I want you to know. From today, as a result of the anointing, the Lord will visit you with his blessings in the name of Jesus. So much that all the blessings of the year past packed together will not be up to one day blessing that God is going to bestow upon you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Another man that enjoyed this great honor and blessings from God is a man called Joseph. Brother Joseph. Hallelujah. Brother Joseph. You know, when we were in Sunday school, my Sunday school teacher used to tell us stories about Brother Joseph. And every one of us as little children, we want to be like Joseph. So when we sleep, we say, I want to dream. And sometimes we will dream, by then we wake up, we will forget the dream. So when we meet ourselves, we ask, what dream did you have? I've forgotten. Praise the Lord. And sometimes some of us will be dreaming about rice. Hallelujah. We dream of ourselves eating rice. I would dream of playful things. But this man called Joseph, hallelujah, he wasn't just a dreamer, but was a blessed man. He was a man that God greatly honored. Even though his early years were rough and tough, he ended up in the place of honor and blessing. In the book of Genesis chapter 39, from verse 39 to 46. Genesis chapter 39. Joseph was conditioned by his brothers to live as a slave and die as a slave. His brother conditioned. They planned and conditioned and tried to orchestrate his destiny. Praise the Lord. But God stepped in. Say, God stepped in. God stepped in. God stepped in. And his life was turned around. And Joseph found grace in his sight. And he served him. And he made him overseer. Now let's jump to over his house and all that he had into his hand. That was in the house of Potiphar. Now let's go to verse 39. Verse 39, please. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, this man was just there, and it seems as if nothing is going to happen in his life. If you read all through that chapter, Genesis 39 to 41, you will understand how this man moved from being a prisoner, from being a houseboy. No, first a slave, then he became a houseboy because he was sold into slavery. Potiphar bought him. It was a property of Potiphar. And he graduated from being a slave to a servant. That was better than being a slave. Then from there, he was demoted again by certain circumstances to become a prisoner, which was worse than being a servant. But while he was in prison, because he found favor and honor with God, in verse 22, and the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph and all the prisoners, he became the chief prisoner that were in the prison. And whatsoever they did there, he was the doer of it. That is, he became the one that was controlling everything. And suddenly God stepped in again, and God visited this man and took him out of the prison and took him to the palace. And I pray for someone this morning, God is taking you to the palace in the name of Jesus. I said, God is taking you to the palace in the name of Jesus. In Genesis chapter 41, Genesis chapter 41, verse 1, the Bible says, then it came to pass, and it came to pass at the end of 2 years that Pharaoh dreamed, and behold, he stood by the river. Time will not permit me to go through all the story, but I'll just try to paraphrase it. You know, Pharaoh dreamed and he was troubled. He didn't know what to do. And he asked his people to explain, but nobody could explain the dream. Nobody. Then the chief butler, in verse 9, the chief butler remembered Joseph. I said, I remember my fault this day. And he recommended that Pharaoh should bring forth Joseph. That Joseph should do what? Should interpret his dream. And God helped Joseph. And Joseph was able to interpret the dream. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And in verse 37, Joseph gave an advice. So the advice was good in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of all his servants. And Pharaoh said to his servant, can we find such a one as this man in whom the Spirit of God is? And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as the Lord, as God has shown you all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the truth will I be greater than thou. Joseph became the prime minister, the vicar for Pharaoh. In other words, it means that even Pharaoh is greater than him only in throne. That means what Pharaoh will wear, what he will eat, is at the word of Joseph. Praise the Lord. The kind of house they will build for Pharaoh is at the word of Joseph. He was in charge. Now let's continue. How he was greatly honored. Let's move on. Verse 43, please. Hallelujah. And he made him to ride in the second chariot which he had. That means this man may probably have two chariots, which we can liken to two private jets, executive jets. And they cried before him. There are some fighter jets that were going before him, clearing the way for him. Bow the knee, and he made him ruler over all the land of Egypt. He was clothed with the robe of Pharaoh. He was given the ring of Pharaoh. He was greatly honored and greatly blessed. He was so blessed so much that even his own brothers, when they came, they could not recognize him. By the time your enemies see you at the end of this year, they will not be able to recognize you for the amount and the volume of blessing that God is going to shower upon you in the name of Jesus. Joseph had access to resources in a strange land. You will have access to resources that you never labor for in the name of Jesus. To the extent that the whole Egypt had to come to him to buy food. At a point, it determines what everybody will eat in Egypt. That was a great honor. Praise the Lord. His brother came. They could not recognize him. When they came, they were looking. In the book of Genesis 42 verse 8, the Bible says, Joseph recognized his brothers, but they could not recognize him. And Joseph knew his brethren, but they knew him not. Because the transformation was too much. They could not recognize him. The honor was too much. And God is going to bring honor into your life that will change your story permanently in the name of Jesus. What are the price for honor? What are the price for honor? Number one price that you need to pay for honor is what we call salvation. Your salvation brings you into honor and dignity with God and with man. Your salvation brings you into honor with God and dignity with God. It brings you into honor with God and with man. Brethren, salvation is not just that I'm coming to church. Coming to church does not mean that you are safe. In fact, being a worker does not mean that you are safe. Your salvation is important. Praise the Lord. Salvation brings you into newness of life. Salvation brings you into a newness of life. The Bible says in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17. Says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are what? Passed away. Behold, comma, all things are passed away. Now, look at the new thing. All things have become new. Salvation brings you into newness. Salvation brings you into new things. Salvation is the key to honor. If you want to enjoy honor, if you want to leave the place of dishonor and come to the place of honor, brethren, I want you to know that salvation is the key. You cannot continue in sin and say that grace you are bound. No, God forbid. The Bible made it clear to us that it is our sin that has put a separation between us and God. Brethren, sin is an abomination to God. Sin is a separator of man from God. And as long as you remain separated from God, you cannot access the honor of God. The book of Isaiah chapter 59 verse 1. The Bible says, behold, the hand of the Lord is not shutting. His hand is not shutting that he cannot save. Nor is his ear heavy that he cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated you from God. It has put a gulf between you and God. So that his face is hidden from you. So that he cannot hear. Praise the Lord. And that is why when you continue in sin, you cannot tap into the honor of God. You can't tap into the honor of God. Salvation is the key to honor. Number two, price for honor. And you know the beauty thing about salvation is, it's not going to cost you. Because the price has been paid by someone. That's our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Salvation is free, but it costs Jesus his life. Jesus has paid for it. So all you need to do is to tap into it. Tap into it. Tap into it. And at the end of this ministration this morning, I'll be calling on people that want to give their life to Christ. If you're in that category, don't be shy about it. I took that step some years back. I want you to know it is a step that will connect you to honor. It is a decision that will take you from the place of dishonor to the place of honor. And that shall be your portion in the name of Jesus. Number two price that we need to pay for connecting to honor and blessing is dependency on God. And a lot of time, many of us depend on ourselves. I'm so intelligent. In fact, I'm the most brilliant guy in my department. I'm the most intelligent in my family. Hello. There are thousands of far more intelligent people, if you can call them geniuses, that are out there, that are not, they are not smelling honor. Not to talk of honor coming to them. There are many people that are brilliant out there that are wallowing in abject poverty. Not because they are bad, but because they are not connected to the source. Praise the Lord. Your dependency on God bets honor and blessings for you. Your dependency on God bets honor and blessings for you. You know, to depend on God is to refuse to rely on ourselves. Is to refuse to rely on our certificates. Is to refuse to rely on our connections. Is to refuse to rely on our physical handsomeness and beauty. I'm so beautiful. And because I'm beautiful, because I'm handsome, one Prince Charming is going to come. It does not work that way. A lot of time it doesn't work that way. Praise the Lord. It takes the favor of God. The Bible says, whosoever findeth a wife, findeth a good thing, and obtaineth favor from God. It takes the favor of God. And I tell you, honor will bring favor into your life. When you are a man of honor, favor must surely follow you. Praise the Lord. In the book of Daniel chapter 3 verse 1, the king wanted to give honor that is due to God, the Almighty God, to an idol. He wanted to give. And Nebuchadnezzar, the king, made an image of gold whose height was 60 cubits and the breadth thereof was 6 cubits, and he set it up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king sent to gather together the princes, the governors, and and the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces to come to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar the king has set up. Then the princes, the governors, and the captains, and the judges, and the treasurers, and the counselors, and the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces were gathered together unto the dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar the king has set up. And they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar has set up. To cut the story short, because of time, this guy did a mighty image of gold and he wanted everybody to worship. But there are some 3 Hebrew children who have the understanding that their dependency is on God and not on man. They refused politely. Said, "No, King, we cannot and we shall not." Praise the Lord. "We cannot and we shall not bow down to this idol," because this is an idol. Daniel chapter 3 verse 16. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, "O king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able." You have jumped something there. "We are not careful to answer you in this matter." We are not careful. That is, we are not afraid. We are not afraid because we know that our God is a reliable God. He is a dependable God. He is a dependable God. There's a song. Dependable, dependable God. Do you know that song? Our God is a dependable. He's a reliable. Ato gbojule. Ato feyiti. Ato wakonle. That is the one that you can rely on. Ato farati. Sometimes, when you depend on man, at the point where you are so sure of that dependency, the man will just remove the shock. Hallelujah. Our God is not the one that will dig a pit and put toilet roll upon and says, "Lie on it." Man can do that. That is not possible for our God. He's not a wicked God. Praise the Lord. He's a dependable God. He's a reliable God. But we need to depend on him for us to enjoy his honor. And these 3 Hebrew children, they depended on God. And they were greatly honored. They depended on him and they were greatly honored. They were greatly honored. In verse 24, the Bible says, the king commanded them to be thrown into the lake of fire. But when they were in the fire could not consume them. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, was astonished and rose up in haste and spake and said unto his counselors, did we not cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, true, O king. And he answered and said, lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they had no heart, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. While you pass through the fire because of your dependence on God, God will send forth his angels and they will walk with you in the name of Jesus. The fire will become like an AC room. You know, these guys were in the furnace that was so hot that the people that were to put them in the fire got killed by it. They were marching and dancing inside and they came out. The smell of the fire was not even on them. Neither was a strand of the hair of their head tangled. Not even the smell. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Brethren, let's learn how to depend on God. Why must we depend on God? Number one reason why we must depend on God is because God is the best choice. The best choice. It's the best choice that you and I have. God is the best choice that you have to access a glorious life. It's the best choice. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 6, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Don't lean on your own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct thy path. It's the best choice. Best choice. I tell you, that uncle is not the best choice. It's one of those choices. But the best choice is God. Hallelujah. And one of those choices can be one of those disappointments. But when it comes to God, he's dependable. I've once depended on an uncle that was highly placed. And I was like very sure. By the time I finish service, he's going to fix me up in one of the big companies. And I tell you, when it is time to be fixed up, not that he could not fix, he could fix up. But he just refused to fix up. Hallelujah. And I was there looking for fix up until I turned to the God that can fix all things. And you know the amazing part? I've shared the story severally. I got a job in a company that my uncle was a director and he never knew that they gave me a job. He didn't even know that I was offered. I am the one that told him. It was one of the directors and he did not know. I have to tell him, sir, I've just been offered a job at so place. Hey, how? When? Where? Praise the Lord. Man can disappoint, but God cannot. Praise the Lord. He cannot fail. Man can fail. Beauty can fail. If you ask Miss somebody to bring Miss Nigeria 1980, if she's still alive, if you see her now, and I say, Sam, would you like to go out with this lady? Sam will look at me and say, sir, I hope all is well, sir. Praise the Lord. But some years back, she was the toast of town. She was the all over the place, the most beautiful woman. But now, if I ask him, Sam will look at me and say, sir, with all due respect, this is not possible. Beauty will fail. Fame will go. It will come and go. But I tell you, one thing that remained and standeth for sure is the honor of God. And one of the ways is to make God the best and is to follow after God and depend on him. Number two, why we must depend on God is because depending on God always has great advantages, which include honor and blessing. There are great advantages. There's prosperity. Advantages like blessings, honor, prosperity, favor, security, when you depend on God. The psalmist understood this very well. And the psalmist said in Psalm 23, verse 1 to 2, said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That is, I will not lack. He maketh me to lie down in green world pasture. That's prosperity. He leadeth me beside the still water. That is abundance. Peace. Abundance. Yes, go on. Hallelujah. He restoreth my soul restoration. He leaded me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Security, abundance, blessing, honor shall be yours in the name of Jesus. Number what now? Number 2C is it is failure proof. I've mentioned that earlier. That is, you cannot fail with God. Man can fail. The best machine, can you think of any best machine that you desire? Benz, BM, whatever machine that you can think of. I tell you, as good and as solid as those machines are, they can fail. I'm telling you, brand new, they can fail. Just a couple of weeks ago, I was traveling with my wife. We're going for something, and we got to, how many of us know the place they call Long Bridge, towards Lagos. Horrible, horrible traffic. Very solid one. Solid, confirmed traffic. We're there for hours. And at the point, there was an issue with my car. And I was thinking, this car. And when I turned, I saw one solid machine. Solid one. Also doing E-Cup. And at a point, my car was moving. This one was not moving again. So I had pity on the man because it was an elderly man. So I stepped down. I said, sir, what is the problem? Because it was traffic. Everybody was coming down. So I said, what is the problem? Said, I don't know. You can see frustration. In fact, when I entered the vehicle, when I saw the leather seat, hey, when I saw the rug, I said, hey, this is good. Then I was looking for the battery. I said, open the bonnet. I said, no, the battery is not there. Then he pressed the button and the seat moves. And the battery is under the seat. I said, Jesus. Hallelujah. And I told the man, I said, sir, I'm sorry, I can't touch this one. I cannot. Because I don't know what I will touch. In fact, if you see what was on the battery head, there are vehicles and there are cars. I just calmly entered my own day. And I started moving. No trouble. But I tell you, as sophisticated as that car was, the man was stranded. And we moved further and we saw another one. Maybe 2016 or 2017, I can't know. I can't say, but one of the top-notch Toyota brand also stuck. And I looked. I said, this is to tell you that it's only God that cannot fail. I had that thought in my heart. I said, this is to say that it's only God. If all these big so-called cars that people are crazy and chasing after can't stop, I tell you, it is only God that cannot fail. The man was looking dejected, looking depressed, and he was just there, helpless. Helpless. I offered to help, but I could not help because the technology is beyond my brain. So I have to just leave JJ so that I won't cause more trouble. Praise the Lord. I won't forget the letter. I'm telling you. Hey! Solid! But the thing failed. It failed. Only God cannot fail. That is it. Only God. And I pray that God will bless you this morning in the name of Jesus. Number what now? Number 2D. God created human beings to depend on Him. No matter your knowledge, no matter who you are, God created you and I to depend on Him. And that is why it is only when we depend on Him that we can access our full potential. It is only when we depend on Him that we can access our full destiny. And I pray for someone this morning, God will give you the grace to access your full potential and your destinies in the name of Jesus. Number 3 is uprightness. Uprightness. Uprightness is a major pathway to crowning with honor and blessing. God will always honor us when we please Him in uprightness. Don't be carried away by the honor that some men that are not upright are having. Don't be carried away. Don't be carried away with that. Don't be carried away. Don't be carried away. That because one boy has done something and is now writing something and you think he has arrived that he has or not, don't be carried away with that. They are like partridge that is sitting upon the egg that will not be harsh. They will be blown away like shaft. Don't be carried away. True honor, true riches, true blessings comes from God only. True riches, true blessings comes from God alone. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 14 verse 34, say, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Brethren, don't be carried away with such. Stick with righteousness. And to be upright is to obey the God's law. To be upright is to obey God's laws and instructions. The Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 1, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee where? On high, where? Above all nations of the earth. If thou wilt diligently, if thou wilt diligently seek him, if thou wilt diligently follow after him. That's the difficult part. But I want you to know that the grace to follow after God shall be made available to you this morning in the name of Jesus. Uprightness makes you enjoy breakthroughs and not breakdowns. When you follow uprightness, you enjoy breakthroughs and not breakdowns. Be upright. Turn to your neighbor, say, be upright. Be upright. Don't do something and say, I will bribe God with my tithe. I will give offering, big offering. The Bible says in 1 Samuel chapter 15 verse 22 that God hath great delight in offering and sacrifice as in obeying the voice of the Lord. Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice. To obey is better than sacrifice. To obey is better than sacrifice. And the grace for obedience is given unto you in the name of Jesus. To hearken is greater than the fat of rams. To hearken unto God is greater than the fat of rams. Don't be deceived. Don't let anybody deceive you. And say, do this, then I will go and seek for forgiveness. Then I will take a big offering. I'm going to drop it in church. And because of that, God will pardon. No, does not work that way. Hallelujah. Number four, price to pay is kingdom stewardship. Kingdom stewardship. I love this one so much. Kingdom stewardship. Kingdom stewardship makes God honor his children. In the book of Malachi, chapter 3, verse 17 to 18. Malachi chapter 3, 17 to 18. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord, in that day when I make up my what? My jewels. And I will spear them as a man speareth his son that serveth him. Then shall ye return, and you will discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. The understanding of this scripture will place you on the path of honor. Brethren, kingdom stewardship. Kingdom stewardship. Kingdom stewardship is a path, is a key to honor. It's a key to honor. It's a key to honor. Don't be deceived that those that are serving God are people that have needs. That's why they go to church every day. Papa once told us, sometimes ago, he traveled to a particular state in the south part of this country. And he was at a church. He was staying in an hotel nearby the church of one of our fathers in the Lord. And in the morning, he decided to go for a work, an exercise. And as he was going, he was passing in front of the church. And he saw big people with big cars cleaning. MDs of oil companies, managers, top-notch bankers, cleaning, cutting grass, working. And it was Disney doing all kind of mania jobs. And you will know that these ones are not any helpers. And sometimes we see ourselves as we are above service to God. When you serve God, you are not serving the pastors. Hello? It's not the pastor. You are serving. Your service is to God. So get involved in the service. You may not be the one that will preach, but you can pray. You may not be the one that will hold the mic and be teaching, but you can pray. You can clean. You can do one or two things. As I'm speaking, and there are people out there in the sun looking after the vehicles, ensuring there's easy flow of traffic. Find something to do. You cannot say there is nothing that I cannot do. There is something that you can do. There is always something that you can do in the house of God. There is always something that you can do. And as you get yourself engaged in kingdom stewardship, the Lord will bless you in the name of Jesus. You must have a contribution or service mentality to assess honor in this kingdom. Don't be receive mentality. You must have the mentality that what can I do? And I pray for someone that as you serve the Lord will take you to the place of honor in the name of Jesus. I can see service taking you higher in the name of Jesus. You cannot serve God and be put to shame. It's not possible. The book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 58, the Bible said, Therefore my beloved, be steadfast, unmovable, always doing what? Abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain, in the Lord. You can't serve God and it will be in vain. It's not possible. Your labor of love cannot be in vain. It cannot. You cannot be serving God and be put to shame. The psalmist says in Psalm 34 verse 10, say the young lion, Psalm 34 verse 10, the young lion do lack and suffer what? Hunger. But they that seek the Lord shall not want what? Any good thing. You can't seek after God and lack. The lion may lack, but you will not lack in Jesus' name. You will never tell the story of how you used to serve God in the name of Jesus. You will continually abide in the service of God in the name of Jesus. It is an honor. Brethren, it is an honor. It is an honor to serve God. Because if I and you refuse to serve God, God will raise up stones. I'm telling you. He will raise up stones. It's an honor. It's a privilege. It's a privilege. It's a privilege. It's an honor. And that honor shall be yours in the name of Jesus. Can I tell you this? There's wages. God will give you wages. There's a difference between wages and salary. God will give you wages for your service. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 18. Say, muzzle not the what? The horse that treaded out the corn. And the laborer is worthy of what? Of his reward. As you serve God, God will reward you. As you serve God, God will reward you. As you serve God, God will reward you. In this anointing service this morning, I see God releasing his honor and his blessings upon you in the name of Jesus. Don't be deceived. Don't be deceived. God is not a man. God is not a man. He's not the son of man that he will lie. No, God is not a man. Whatsoever a man soweth, that he shall reap. So sow unto righteousness that you may reap eternal life, that you may reap abundance, that you may reap honor, that you may reap blessing. And I pray the grace to sow to righteousness is released to someone this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 In this service this morning, God is going to bless you. God is going to release his honor upon you in the name of Jesus. Where you have been dishonored, God will release blessing and honor in the name of Jesus. Where people have reproached you, people will come to honor you in the name of Jesus. God said, I have found my servant David. In Psalm 89 verse 20, he said, I have found my servant David. God will find you this morning in the name of Jesus. I said, God will find you with honor this morning in the name of Jesus. God will find you with favor this morning in the name of Jesus. I have found my servant David. I found David my servant with oil, with my holy oil, have I anointed him. As you are anointed this morning, God will grant you honor, blessing, and favor in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We'll not end this service without me calling out unto you. You are here this morning. You know that your salvation is in question. You know that you are not connected. That's the first thing. That's the first price that you have to pay. But the amazing part is that among all these other prices that we have listed this morning, this one is free. It has been paid for by the Lord Jesus Christ. You are here this morning. You want to give your life to Christ. You know within your heart of hearts that your ways are not right with God. You know that your ways are not right with God, and you want to enjoy God's blessings. Can you lift up your hands this morning? All eyes bow, all eyes close. Can you just wave your hands to Jesus? You are not lifting your hands to me. You are not lifting it to anybody. You are lifting your hand to Jesus. You are here this morning. You know in your heart of heart. You know in your heart of heart that your ways are not right with God. You know that your salvation is in question. You know that you have gone astray. Perhaps you are saved in the time past, but somehow you are not right with God at the moment. Can you lift up your hands to Jesus? You are here this morning. Please, if you are raising that hand, you can raise it up very well. God bless you. God bless you if you are lifting your hand. God bless you. God bless you because God is going to save you. God bless you, my brother. You are taking the most important decision of your life. You are taking the most important decision of your life. God bless you. God bless you. You are here. You want to give your life to Christ. I want you to know that God loves you. God loves you. God loves you. God loves you. My sister, don't hesitate. Don't hesitate. God is touching you. God is speaking to you that he wants you to come unto him and surrender yourself unto him. Please, can you just lift your hands up to him? Lift the hands up and God will visit you. God wants you. God desire. His love is for you. 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 I want you to know that God is here this morning and he's knocking at the door of your heart. He's knocking at the door of your heart. He's knocking at. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Don't let it pass you by. Don't let it pass you by. If you are watching us on the internet and you are taking this decision, please kindly place your hand on your chest and pray along as we pray. And after the prayer, you can send us an SMS via the email that has been displayed on the screen. And you can also send us a WhatsApp on the number that has been displayed on the screen. God bless you. God bless you if you are taking this decision this morning. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Father, we worship you. We give you all the glory, Lord. If you are taking this decision this morning, I want you to say after me, say, Lord Jesus. Say, Lord Jesus, I thank you for this morning. Thank you for your word that I've heard this morning. I thank you for coming into my life this morning. I give you all the glory, Lord. Lord, I worship you. As I surrender myself unto you, I pray that you will come into my life. Have your way in my life. Cleanse me from my wicked and evil way. Forgive me all my sins. I accept you as my Lord and personal Savior. Thank you, Father, Lord. We worship you, Lord Jesus. To you be all the glory. I pray for you this morning that the Lord will visit you. The Lord will receive you unto himself. And the Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. The Lord will keep you and give you the grace to stay away from every form of unrighteousness in the name of Jesus. I give myself away so you.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.com.